All right, Monday morning, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Very pleased to have with us right now the medical health officer for St. Clair County from the health department, Dr. Annette Mercantat. Dr. Mercantat, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
I want to talk about something that you're rolling out in 2019. It is something that a lot of other communities have in place. It's a needle exchange program.
Right.
And I want to talk about why this is happening and how this is all going to work.
Disease control.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. We call it harm reduction strategies. Many people have heard me talk about the trouble we're having, particularly with the opiate problem in St. Clair County. But the secondary issue is that illicit use of IV drugs really brings with it a lot of diseases, bloodborne diseases. And we have a rising rate of hepatitis C.
And it's because people are sharing needles.
Well, in order to use certain drugs, opiates in particular, needle use is the main route. You can use it in other ways, of course. But, they use needles, and they reuse needles, and they share needles. And as a result, you get terrible skin infections. You get infections in your blood. We also have rising rates of endocarditis. But these viruses that are spread and bacteria that are spread skin to skin, blood to blood, are rising very rapidly in our community. In fact, we were targeted by the state because our numbers were one of the highest in the state. Now, you look at the graphs comparing us to like Berrien County or Jackson County, we're twice the rate and rising those communities. So it's really important to get on top of this game.
Yeah.
We talk about, well, what are we doing about all these issues? There's basically two strategies that are equally important. One is harm reduction, trying to prevent deaths, mm-hmm. which is what we're trying to do with naloxone distribution, and trying to prevent the disease transmission, which of course costs the entire community a great deal of money. Hepatitis C, I want to remind you, there's no vaccine for hepatitis C. Once you get it, it tends to become chronic, meaning it stays with you and causes liver disease, cirrhosis, and cancer. So it's a very long lifetime of illness. There is a treatment for it, pretty expensive, but that's the other part of this program is that we would like to make sure we're screening people for these infections, hepatitis C, and getting them into treatment. I just want, and so there's harm reduction, mm-hmm. and then the other side of it's prevention, right? We have to get... I know you talked to the sheriff about marijuana use. Our youth have to be caught early in the game and, teaching them not to use these drugs to feel better, to alter their sensations. Our vaping problem is tremendous in our community. That's another area that we really need to focus.
Yeah.
So syringe service programs.
Right.
You might say, well, why would you give an addict a needle? It's just going to enable them to shoot up more drugs. And the answer is that seems true, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
The data is very clear. This is a program. This is stuff, something we've been doing for decades throughout the country. More and more people, as you said, are doing this because of the disease rates. And what it does not is drive up heroin use. It does not make more people use the drug because suddenly there's paraphernalia available. What it does do is prevent them from getting sick. And it also drives up the rate of people who are seeking recovery. Because when they come into a program like ours, not only will they receive disease screenings, they will receive education on how to access care and treatment for their addiction. People who are addicted to opiates, if they stop using the opiates, they get really, really sick. And so it's not an option sometimes for people who are trying to work, people who have families. There's all kinds of scenarios with people with addiction. It's
right.
Just not the people who are in your halfway houses, right? So they need an avenue to stay somewhat functional while they seek recovery. And so these are important mechanisms that we can talk to them about and get them started on the road. And the data is very clear that with syringe service programs, people seeking the service does not increase over time. Your seeking for recovery service goes up consistently as you use the program.
And so is the state of Michigan helping to fund this program?
This is funded entirely by the state of Michigan. And I might say that some of the federal dollars you've heard that have been released by the administration are coming down to our community through these programs. They're identifying areas of need and then filtering them to communities like ours that are really struggling with the problem.
Yeah. So speaking of state funding, I mean, there's probably a lot of question marks right now as the legislature has a lot of bills in the pipeline that they want to try and get passed and signed this week. Are there some concerns for the health department as you watch all the goings on in Lansing?
Well, Sal, lame duck is a wild, wild ride this year.
Yes, it is.
There has been some movement and discussion. We were keeping our eyes on a statewide sanitary code that has some plus and minuses for the state. It has some problems for local health departments trying to facilitate a program like that. As everything else, they mandate new programs without funding, and we get into trouble. There are issues related to restaurant grading systems, a lot of environmental health things that have been going on at the state. The other thing we're watching is now Governor-elect Whitmer is starting to talk about reorganizing Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, which is a huge department, no question. And public health does tend to get lost in that fray, which in my opinion has a lot to do with why we've had some public health crises in our state, because we're just a little tiny voice in a, you know, a mammoth Medicaid dollar driven agency. So we'll keep our eyes on that and try and keep our opinions moving in that direction. We want to see a very strong, vital public health department, regardless of how they structure it.
Talking with Dr. Annette Merkentoth, medical health officer in the St. Clair County Health Department. It's flu season, and so hopefully people have gotten I got my flu shot.
Thank you.
In fact, we did it here at the radio station.
On our doorstep. Thank you to the – was it Kroger's that comes
yes,
by?
Yes,
shout out to Kroger's, because they do a nice job. Yeah, you know, everyone says, oh, the flu shot, I don't get the flu. That's hooey. Everybody is susceptible to the flu, healthy or sick. Of course, the sicker you are, the greater your risk of having adverse symptoms. The flu is not a cold. The flu is not vomiting and diarrhea. It's weeks of coughing, fever, and body aches. It's nasty. And the flu shot remains your best way of preventing the infection to begin with. Even if you get a flu after a flu shot, you will be much less likely to be severely affected or hospitalized. So it's well worth it. Take a trip over to the health department or your doctor's office and get your flu shot.
All right, very good.
Now's the time.
Now's the time. Get it done. And it's not too late to
no,
get that
No, we
done.
Are just starting to see an increase in activity now, actually. The flu shot does take a week or two to be fully effective. So this is a great time when you're on break, while you're not being exposed to all the people at school or at work, to get that shot.
There you go. Think about doing that over the busy holiday season. This is a busy time of year for a lot of people, isn't it?
It is. And I just want to say one more thing. You know, the season can be wonderful. It is a wonderful season. We all love Christmas. It can also be very stressful. It's times where people often who are grieving feel a certain sense of loss, and then you can't really express that because, right, everybody's so happy. You're supposed to be happy. So I just want to remind everybody, so, you know, don't overindulge in the alcohol. Try and take care of yourself with sleep and activity, and give yourself breaks. And if you really are struggling with a mental health concern or a substance abuse concern, we have that access line. It's 888-225-4447. That's 225-4447. And that's a 24-hour crisis line, so you can call and get directed to the resources you need. Make sure you take care of yourself when you're feeling really stressed out.
Yeah, that's so important. Absolutely. Annette, we appreciate you being here.
Oh, we love having you, Paul. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Dr. Annette Merkentoth with us on WPHM at 20 past 9 o'clock now.